The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When I'm bored and I'm calling people or I'm texting people, nobody's there. And I'm busy. The phone is blowing up. Let's have this discussion on Tuesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It never fails. You ever be in a car and you're driving and so you're like, you know, I can call somebody because I can talk to them on Bluetooth, right? I can have a little convo. They don't answer. And then I get home. I get comfy in my sofa. I'm about to stream something. They call me back. I'm just looking at the phone like, I'm not picking up now. You should have answered when I was driving the car.
That happens. And then also, too, sometimes I feel like I'll call a bunch of people when I have time, and then they all call me back at the same exact time.
When you have no time.
That's how it is.
For me, every day I spend a certain amount of time in the office, and people know that I spend this time in the office every single
DJ
day.
DJ Automatic, every day. We're here at the same
studio.
Time every day.
I'm in the studio, but for some reason, my mom and a couple of my friends, they'll literally call me and be like, hey, are you in the studio right now? And I'm like, yeah, I'm working. And they're like, all right, blah, 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 blah.
They just continue talking to you.
And it wouldn't be annoying if it didn't happen almost every single day.
Yeah. Why do you answer the phone?
Because it's my mom or somebody that I actually might need to talk to.
Well, yeah, you got
to
always talk. Take your mom's call as you can. But also, I would say that you might be the only DJ with office hours. I've never met a DJ.
Well, somebody's got to make sure we get paid
I've
here,
never
okay?
met a DJ.
That's what it is, though. When you said, I'm here at the office, it sounded like the office. You have two turntables and a microphone in front of you.
I felt like office was more relatable to people listening, okay?
They know what we do, Automatic. They're literally listening to an audio show right now. All right, let's get down with National Day, Anthony A.
All right, today is National Love Your Pet Day.
Oh!
That's all the pet parents out there.
I love my doggies.
I love my dogs so much. Here's the problem. I don't think dogs belong in the bed.
Uh-oh.
They don't belong in the house in certain rooms. They need their places. I hate to tell you this, and you're going to get your feelings hurt, but if you sleep with your dog, you smell like a dog.
Oh.
You stink like a dog, and when you walk, if somebody walks in your across the house, it smells like a dog.
Listen to this situation, Aunt. Okay, my brother's girlfriend moved in with him. She brought a dog. The dog is now sleeping in the bed with him. It's a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
And, Chihuahua weenie dog.
And I can't wait to tell him that Dana thinks that he smells like dog now.
I'll tell him myself.
He had a big enough problem having a pet move in, but now it's like, Dana's going to be like, you smell like dog, Matt.
It was just National Love Your Pet Day. Everyone turned into a pet Grinch here. That's what's up, dog.
I love my dogs, but they're dogs.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love the Fat Club every Monday, right? Because it keeps me on track. I used to be 60 plus pounds overweight. I have kept it off now for well over a dozen years.
But
I fall off and then I get back on. And then I fall off and I get back on.
Yeah.
And that's America.
I mean, one thing about losing weight is it will find you again.
It will.
I lost it.
I found it. What's happening? It's because we're human and there's good food here. Automatic, I love to eat. You love to eat. We're married. So sometimes together.
It's a lethal combination.
Dang, and you guys are also fighting the uphill battle of relationship weight.
Yes.
You know, at least when you're
Anthony,
single.
Because when you're comfy and in love, it's easy to get fat.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit easier when you're single and lonely to be skinny.
The depression.
Do you think so? No, not just that.
You're
not
hungry when you're depressed.
Nobody cooking for you either.
Yeah, you ain't got nobody cooking for you, and you got to make sure that you're always on, you know, I mean, like, on ready to go. Like, not to, like, get naked and stuff, but just you look
that's
good.
What you're
that was
thinking.
The main
don't
reason
lie.
Why
that
I used to stay
lie.
Thin.
Yeah. Automatic, seriously? Wow.
Oh, I was like 195. I'm 205 now.
Oh, but now for me, I get your chubby, huh?
Yeah, you get, okay. I'm getting back to 195. I'm going
to
be there.
I've come to terms with I'll never have like abs, like washboard abs and all
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but that ain't happening for
I
me.
Just don't ever want to have to keep my shirt on in the swimming pool.
Oh,
that's just
it.
Where I'm at.
I got abs, but I paid for them. It's called Mommy Makeover. Anyway, okay, all right. So let's move on and talk about getting remotivated. It is very normal to fall off. Here are some tips that you need to do in order to get back on. Keep a weight loss journal. I know this sounds crazy, but do you know writing down your weight reminds you, oh, this isn't where I want to be. This ain't it. Even if it's just once a week. Yeah, accountability. Here's another one. Pick a plan that fits your lifestyle. We were talking about how people don't have time. We don't go to the gym very often because we are busy. So we work out at home. We'll take a walk. We make it work for us.
We've got a somewhat of a home gym now.
Yeah, we do. In the garage. We really do. And we invested in it, but now it saves us money.
Hey.
Right? And we work out every day, or at least 5 days a week. Here's another one. Focus on your goals. not so much where you are, but where you want to be. Because you can get that negative mindset.
Okay.
Well, I don't like my body. This isn't working. It's not happening. Slow down.
When it comes to this part of it, are you guys pro stepping on a scale or?
Absolutely.
You gotta know where you're at.
Okay, yeah. I'm pro stepping on the scale. Some people are like, you don't gotta step on the scale. I'm like, dude, you got to.
The one thing about losing weight is it takes a lot of time. It's way easier to put it on than to take it off.
I get fat quick. Oh. You know what's crazy? I know when automatic is very serious because he'll step on a scale. When he's not, I don't care how much I weigh.
But like right now, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm like looking at the scale almost every day.
Oh my gosh, automatic Anthony A, you guys hit the second point. Have realistic expectations. You both said we're never going to have washboard abs. That's okay. That's all right. It does not matter.
I mean, it could happen.
We didn't need you to support that opinion. We didn't need you to be like, you know what? Yeah.
Neither one of you guys.
Wait, but if you set yourself up,
like for me, I'm going to have a big booty. I'm going to do 100 squats a day. It's never going to happen unless I buy that. And now I'm not going to buy a BBL. Okay. Mm. I'm happy with my body. That was a major takeaway from today. Yes. That's my affirmation. I'm happy with my body. And the number one thing is you got to figure out why you want to lose weight. And you got to be honest. Some people say it's health. And of course it's health. But yep. Do you want to look
good? I'm just vain
good?
As hell.
Really?
Are you not happy?
No, I'm not good. But honestly, I just want to feel good about myself. I hate when I put on like, this is a tester t-shirt. I actually have one on today.
Test t-shirt as a guy.
And if it doesn't fit right, then I feel bad about myself. Got it.
Oh man, I was having a serious conversation with one of my homies who let me know that his father actually passed away while having sexy time.
Oh.
And Matt McConaughey just came out saying that his dad had a similar experience. And now that is my biggest motivation in life is to stay healthy enough so I don't die during sexy time.
Yeah, I don't want my husband to die during sexy time either because that would be with me.
Yeah, dude.
We'd have to have sex for that to happen.
That was good. That was good. I want to share these tips with you. Look, maybe you quit working out and you want to get remotivated or you've never done it. Please send me a message at Dana Cortez on Instagram and I'll send you the tips right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eminem is back in the movie business. Could he recreate 8 Mile? Could it be that big? Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got the Queen Rihanna celebrating today, Olivia Rodrigo, Miles Teller, Trevor Noah, Cindy Crawford, friend of the show Chico Bean, and Charles Barkley celebrating their birthdays today.
Big birthdays, nobody bigger than Rihanna. All right, so I'm going to start off talking about Peso Pluma. He was with this girl, Nicki Nicole, also an artist. I love them together. And then he was seen holding hands with this influencer lady named Sonia Sahar. Take a listen to what she had to say.
Yes, I know who Peso Pluma is, but I'm not Spanish. I don't keep up with Spanish news. I didn't know his current relationship status.
She's speaking out because people are hating on her, writing all kinds of ugly things. I believe that she didn't know.
I believe her too, but imagine being in that position of you're hanging out with some guy, mm-hmm. you'd realize he's an international superstar, but you didn't realize he had a girlfriend, a serious girlfriend at that, and now every woman in his world hates you.
Including Nicki Nicole, who, by the way, dumped him.
Do you blame her?
Nope.
No, I think that it was wrong, you know, what he did. I mean, I don't know if they were broken up or not, but I do know Sonia Sahar has a lot to say. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram and check out her video. She's beautiful. All right, and then finally, Eminem is going to produce a documentary called Stan. Now, for those of you who don't know, he made a song, gosh, a very long time ago called Stan, and it was about a fanatic.
I'm glad I inspired you with Stan. Why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan.
Right, fan is cool to say, but it really does mean fanatic. And the guy Stan was obsessed with Eminem. So I'm guessing that's what the documentary is going to be about.
I think in America's or in the world's celebrity obsessed culture, this movie is going to be huge because not only does he have a stan, but Taylor Swift has her stans and Kanye has their stans and LeBron has his. Every single person, even TikTokers have their stans now.
I wish I had my stans.
You got a couple weirdos.
I do not. I need more weirdos. Huh? Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Please follow me. We'll be right back after this. Don't move. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever have trouble falling asleep? In food news, DJ Otto Max is going to give us three foods that we can consume before bedtime that will help us sleep. Mm. I love that. All right, it's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. The Organic Hot Cheeto.
I love this news. I think my husband, DJ Automatic, is going to love this news. All the men's are going to love this news. Target has a new brand coming called Dealworthy, budget friendly. And the reason I say that is because sometimes my husband, DJ Automatic, will get down at Target just so I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go in. He says, I'll go in.
Yeah, because when Dana goes in, there's nothing budget friendly about it. Mm-mm. We were supposed to spend $10 and we come out with $100 worth of stuff.
So what do we need? What do we see here? And I was like, well, this was on sale. And now there's
Deal Worthy.
And she's
like, look how much money I saved us.
there's that video going around on TikTok that's encouraging men to go find women who shop at Target because they're already in Target looking for things they don't need.
Good. That was good. That was good. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
If you can't fall asleep at night, the experts at Beg Kingdom have listed three foods that you can consume that'll help you sleep better.
I need this.
Number one, peanut butter.
Ew, I don't like peanut butter.
Well, you're not going to sleep well because that's the most healthy heart fat food that you can eat that helps you fall asleep.
I just eat a peanut. Dude, okay. Number two,
number two is dark chocolate.
Ooh, I'll go there.
Don't eat milk chocolate because there's a lot of sugar in it. The dark chocolate
with a cacao.
Yeah, okay. Actually helps you fall asleep. And the last one is popcorn. Which I thought was kind of surprising because a lot of people eat popcorn before they go to bed.
I love popcorn, so two out of three ain't bad, honey.
Something about having that popcorn feeling, though, before I go to sleep. I don't know about it.
It's because it's high in fiber and the carbs, it makes you sleepy.
Your tummy okay, so anything carbalicious helps you go to sleep. Ladies, this does not mean go eat a bunch of hot Cheetos. That's not what this means. Okay, well, actually, stick to the list.
It actually said that eating junk food before bed will make your sleep worse.
Ooh.
I knew that. Well, I got to quit. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we got to shout out National Comfy Day because Dana had something she wanted to highlight on National Comfy Day.
I have a pink comfy blanket. If you follow me on Instagram at Dana Cortez, you will see sometimes I do my little turn down and little story. DJ Automatic made fun of my blanket when I bought it, okay, at Target. Now, he steals it every single night. It is a comfy pink and white polka dot blanket. Every night, I have to rip it from his little hands.
And it's because we haven't washed our sheets and we're just sleeping on our bed cover
right
now.
That doesn't matter. That's not the point. That's and they insight. Are washed. I just haven't made
don't
the bed yet.
Don't try to shame me, woman. Don't try to shame me.
On average, people spend close to $770 on their pets annually. And
what?
I'm saying that because today is National Love Your Pet Day.
That's one vet visit for us. We got two dogs.
Gross, dog.
Shout out to all the pet lovers out there. Kitties, if you have doggies.
Lizards.
And parrots, too.
Lizards are not okay. If you have a snake so or judgmental. A lizard in your house, I think less of you.
Just go get your little pink blanket, buddy.
Also, don't forget, it's Black History Month. Madam C.J. Walker was the first female millionaire here in the U.S., and she was a black woman who invented hair products for black hair.
Oh.
Big deal, because black hair continues to be an issue even today, with people having to fight to keep their natural hair. Please go look up Madam C.J. Walker.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, when you're little or a teenager or even a young adult, you think you know better than your parents. You think you know better than your grandparents. And then you get older and you realize, oh my gosh, they knew better than me. That's what we were talking about. I was telling Automatic and Anthony A. off mic that my Nana had this saying, and it has served me so well. She used to say, if it's good enough to do tomorrow, you should do it today. Because if you keep saying tomorrow, sometimes you never get it done.
Oh, that's a
you
good one,
you keep putting
dude.
It off, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's a solid one. Do you think you lived by that creed for the majority of your life, Dana Cortez?
I think so. I think not the majority of my life. No, I'm not going to lie.
My dad always said, lazy ass does it twice.
Oh,
and
nice.
And buen trabajo doble in Spanish. Yeah, because if you do it right the first time, you don't have to keep going back. When you're lazy, you're trying to cut corners. Most times you end up having to go back and redo it and
true.
Waste.
Time. Yeah, I remember one of my football coaches would always say, do it right, do it light, do it wrong, do it long. Mm-hmm. So similar thing. My mom would always tell me too. She says, as long as you don't have to take care of another being or another human, continue to live your life and it's not that bad. Like meaning that like as long as you don't have a kid, don't worry, bro. You're going to get through whatever you're
going
through.
You're still living that
life. Yeah, I'm still living that life, dog.
That was a beautiful way to put it. My mom said, kids will ruin your life. Okay. And I'm an only child, so...
I got
it. That's how she would say it.
Oh, man. All right.
I went down that path, and my dad used to tell me, never get married, and he was married with four kids.
Oh, my gosh. Automatic. That's awful. What the
fuck? I do remember my high school girlfriend, her uncle told me that. He's like, bro, don't ever get married.
Huh?
Like, right.
In front of his wife?
In front of his niece, who I was dating.
Yo.
What the
f***? And the niece is probably like, damn, you hate my tia that much?
Yeah.
No. What's the best advice your parents ever gave you that you wish you would have listened to when they told you to do it? Not now as an adult. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.